You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his, I don't want to be a school teacher again.
I am stressed.
I'm worried.
I'm flipping out.
I don't want to do this.
I'm freaking out.
I want to quit my new job.
I had already quit cigarettes.
I want to expel the kid before she shows up to class.
I don't know what to do.
I honestly, I'm allowing myself to sleep in more now because of what I know is coming September 1st.
No. See, I had this hope that we were being put through a test.
That it was like...
That we were just putting in our part and just, we're going to get through this. We're pushing through. And then, okay. And then we get this email saying that they're not going back to school.
I watch these emails, the superintendent, and I just hear them hoping that she'll be like, we're coming back. And I just,
and it's always this like monotone, unfortunate. We would love to have all these kids back and teach them.
But we won't.
Unfortunately. You can hear all the teachers laughing in the background.
They're negotiating something. Oh. I don't know what they're negotiating. Are they negotiating our sanity, our happiness? Let them live what we've lived.
We have been so unappreciated and underpaid.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So our kids are not going back to school.
Yeah.
I don't know where your kids live. Yeah.
Some of your kids probably have already gone back to school. Our kids go back to school this following week. And I don't know what to do. I really don't. Because we had a very hard time doing homeschool.
Yes.
Last time.
It was really hard. I don't know.
And we have one.
Did you hate it as much?
We have one child. We have two. Okay. So Cassandra, she's in high school. Cassandra, I don't know what to do. Like, it's not like I'm going to be able to help her with math.
Yeah.
You know, like my math limit is like sixth grade. You know? So Cassandra has been a really great scholar for the most of it. So we don't really help her too much.
Yeah.
She asks us a couple
questions.
She's
independent, exactly.
We can Google it together and then she decides what she wants to do.
Right.
But...
Sammy.
Like, and we got one. So if you have two, I applaud you. If you have three,
imagine.
I'm crying with you. You know? Oh my God. I don't know what to do, think, or say if I had more than one kid that was.
I think there are some places that are already allowing their kids to go, or no?
I don't know.
Like nationwide where it's all virtual all the time?
I think everybody that I've spoke to, and obviously we've only spoken to people in like California right now, they're all being homeschooled.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I don't know what the heck to do, you know?
And then there's a hope that that they're going back to school in October, but we can't even tell Sammy that because it's going to get her excited and then it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's only going to be harder for us.
If you notice, there's always been that hope. There's a hope that in July, they're going to lift off the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hope that now in this date, they're going to open up these commodities, you know, and all that stuff opens up for a week. Oh no, we did it too soon and it closes down, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're doing it on purpose. I'm just saying that's what's been happening. So I don't have hope in anything anymore until it's open. And even then, we just got to just pray that nothing
bad happens.
It
stays open. Yeah, exactly. That. So I think one thing, let's unite and not judge parents that do decide to send their kids 100% back as soon as it opens. Let's not think we're better because we're either virtually teaching and we're excellent at it and our kids are skipping grades because you're the teacher. Like, don't think you're better than anyone else either. Like, let's love on each other. We're all in the same boat. We're not teachers. We weren't educated in this area and we're still the mom. So even kids will respect another teacher more, another human more in this area, you know? So I'm just trying to get through it, honestly, with praying that it doesn't affect her in a negative way. My kid is really talented. Sammy is so talented. She is a social butterfly. She is so smart, so smart. And I just don't want to slow her down.
I never know if I'm really teaching my daughter something that's going to stick, you know? I'm like, what if we go, like, this is like the test of whether we did a good job or not, is that when we go back and she gets that first assignment. And then she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, and mom, like, what is this?
But I taught you. Yeah. I taught you.
we did it.
But you know what? And at the same time, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I did the exact same thing. When I would go to summer school, I'd forget everything. And then it'd be these 2 weeks of just kind of relearning everything and stuff like that. So I'm trying not to be too like let that get into my head. But dude, it's difficult. And now we're starting a whole new year. So we're teaching them a whole new grade and we're teaching them curriculum.
What comes in second grade?
I don't know. Times tables.
Okay.
I think times tables come in second grade.
Okay.
I think like simple times tables. I think I remember that.
Okay, well, we can do the 2 times 1. We got the ones down.
Yeah. And, so,
and the zeros.
And it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know, but I don't want to do this the whole entire grade.
Well, please don't leave me alone in it. And you haven't.
I haven't.
You haven't. Yeah. I haven't. I'm saying that so that girls can ask their husband to help. Because thank God you helped me through it.
All right, wait. Except, I mean, you and I are lucky. I get to go to the studio and probably work 2 days out of the week,
and get
songs done,
right?
You know, you get to work from home.
Yeah.
There are people that went back to work, so life is different. Like, I can't imagine that single mom,
right,
that goes to work and like
she can't take him to a nanny, and there's no daycare.
No, you can't take it for even like for sanity or for like whatever health reasons. You shouldn't take him to a nanny right now. The daycare for sure, no.
Yeah, no.
Daycare, no. But a nanny, no. And then the amount of like stress that we're all under as far as financially, I can't imagine what they're feeling or going through.
I know. God, I don't. How can you help though?
And I'm in the group of, you know what, I was left alone. And I was left alone at a young age. And some people, well, legally, I don't even know if it's legally, but I guess if a cop came, it wouldn't look nice.
In the 90s, latchkey kids, I don't think it was illegal. Now it's more of a...
It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
So, you know...
It could be negligence. I mean, child care services could come and take the kid away. Yeah. Say like a kid is left alone, he's 11. Because my mom left us alone at 11. Juan used to babysit me.
Yeah.
Okay, I was 7, he was 10, and he was my babysitter. Yeah. Okay, we couldn't, if I get hurt, then they could have taken me away. And I imagine it's even more strict now, but I don't know what a mom is supposed to do.
I don't know, dude. Like if a mom is a nurse and she makes good money, it's not going to still be enough money to support freaking childcare. It's like you're paying the salary.
I don't even know if they could get childcare now. Could you? I don't know if you can ask for that service. Say you have a nanny that comes or a babysitter. Okay, back in the days and even now, you look on a website, they're all background checked. She's 17 years old. You can get a baby. I don't know if you could do that anymore. I don't know if babysitters can come to your house to babysit kids.
I don't know. But I mean... I know. I guess the best thing that we can do, babe, is just start praying that everybody kind of just figures it out and is able to find something. And it's going to be such a tough time because if we didn't supervise Sammy doing her homework, she'd be on TikTok all day.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't supervise a 13-year-old kid, he's going to be on Call of Duty and Xbox all day.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just difficult. It's difficult without them actually going to a physical school, being separated away.
Exactly. From they're not in the environment.
Right.
And then there's no...
Like the bed is right there. The control is right there. The TV is right there.
And then the socializing also helps school too. Sammy will go to school just for the socializing. Mm-hmm. And she'll wait for recess time just to socialize, but at least those 20, 30 minutes of lecture, she's holding off. Yeah. Now there's nothing for her to hold off for.
Yeah.
Other than like, okay, so I'm going to get a break and then you're going to let me do TikTok for a few minutes. Like there isn't even any more recess. We got to do PE. It's just, and in that I'm like, okay, I need at least 2-3 hours to work. So how am I going to work? Okay. There are some cities that are asking parents to wear a uniform. Not us, the kids.
Stop it.
I'm not. I am not kidding you. I am not.
For what?
Because it will help the child feel like they're at school. That's what we're talking about of like feeling. I think there should be a school section like with Sam. It's the kitchen bar. What is it called? The breakfast bar.
Yeah.
That is her school place or right by me in my computer area so that she knows this is the school area. When I'm here, I'm studying. I think stuff like that helps.
Yeah.
So have a section in your house for your kids to do school.
That's a good tip.
A little desk, out wherever, just go there daily so that she knows.
Yeah, like not the bed.
Like yeah, wherever, not the bed.
Honestly, wherever they want to do school, it's probably not a good place.
Yeah,
for
not
them
on
to
the
school.
Bed, not right by their TV. Like, no, have a certain corner. It can be wherever. But just that could be the daily routine because I think routines help.
Yeah.
But I don't know about wearing a uniform. I'm not kidding you, babe.
Because I wouldn't wear a uniform to go to a Zoom meeting, like a suit. If I was in an office, that'd be ridiculous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then again,
But we're grown.
But I would though.
Why?
Because if I'm doing.
To look the part?
Yeah, because I've done a couple of church things where I'm leading
your
worship.
Your top is good. You're still wearing your black shorts.
I'm wearing shorts underneath and I have like a.
I've worn PJ pants and like a nice shirt.
I've seen you. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a good attempt. It's a good attempt.
But
to
should
make
it be required for moms that are already going through financial stress and have to buy a uniform?
No.
That financial stress.
No.
Because at least right now, I'm like, okay, well, we don't have to buy clothes for Sam. At least. I'm going to wait till very last day, till October, to get like the backpack and the 5 white shirts. Like, I'm going to wait, you know? For a mom that's not sending her kids to school, I think requiring uniforms is a good idea on paper.
Yeah.
But it's financially stressful to her now.
So, I think there was a lot of mistakes that were made by the parents in general. Last time around because we weren't prepared to become at home teachers.
Right.
And I made a lot of mistakes. So let's just run through them. Let's run through them and see if anybody else can relate. My mistake, mistake number one was trying to get through it. Every
just
day.
Just rushing through it.
I was constantly rushing through work, trying to beat yesterday's time of how long it took us to finish the day worth.
And you would tell her that too. So she couldn't wait to be done either.
Yeah.
So when I was doing it with her and I was following the schedule, my mistake was following the schedule too strictly. Get me? Like there's no leeway. Like we're going to sit here until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Like I'll find something to do. But so I was too strict. You were on the schedule. You were too lenient.
Yeah.
And so when I had her on every other day, because we switched off, she would be like, but we'd be done by now. Like daddy and I are done before lunch. And I'm like, what? Like how? So it made her want to rush through everything. Yeah. And I don't know if that's good. Sammy already wants to rush through things to get to recess.
Right.
So now I don't think, I need to show her to slow down in life. She was literally born in a car, babe.
Right.
She was rushing through her own birth. Mm-hmm. So I have to help her slow down a little bit in life.
Another one was my lack of patience. I get frustrated when she wouldn't understand what I was teaching her. And,
I'd get frustrated when she was frustrated.
Yeah. She'd get frustrated when she couldn't figure out the answer.
Yeah.
And it's like, as a teacher, it's like, or as a parent teacher, I don't know what to do because she would get the answer wrong. And then I'd be like, nope, that's not the answer. We'd begin erasing it. That frustrated her. She'd do it again.
Yeah.
No, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to give her the answer now?
No, I don't think so.
And I'd run through the problem with her. I'd say it out loud. It just, it wouldn't calculate it, you know? And she's still a baby. She's still a kid. And yeah. It's like, I get it, but I don't at the same time. And I don't know what else to do. I've expended every possible way that I can do it. And so now the only way is to, not the only way, but what comes out is me being frustrated with her, you know? And saying, what are you talking about? Don't you see it? It's right there. And I'd say stuff like that. And that was just completely wrong of me. And I screwed up in that way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that again.
I think our language is so important where we say like, but it's so easy. I think that can make her feel dumb. Mm. Because if it's easy for everyone else, then why isn't it easy for me?
Right.
So I think we have to be really careful with our language and not say, hey, this is really, really easy if it's right. not to her.
Yeah.
Let's her say, oh, this was easy, this was not, you know, so that we don't make her feel like she can't.
Yeah, I think my words of affirmation were there, but I would sprinkle in these things of, I'd never like say anything, but I specifically remember like what a jerk thing to do, Abel, was when I told her, are you kidding me, Sam? And she was doing a problem. And like the problem before that was like very similar.
Yeah.
And then she'd go to the next one and then she'd get it wrong. Or she would say, I don't know how to do it. And I said, are you kidding me? I mean, and I just, I know that made her feel bad. And I messed up in that way. And that's just something that I got to fix, you know?
Yeah. I think one of my mistakes was assuming that yesterday was a bad day. So today was going to be a bad day too. And I think I would bring on that energy already.
Yeah.
So the energy that you bring to the school is obviously going to spread out. And that's in everything in life.
Yeah.
So I would bring that, oh my gosh, like here we go again, even before it started. Mm. And what if it could have been a good day and I brought the bad energy?
Yeah.
So I think with Sam this year, what we're going to try, we've been trying it even now as regular days. Like, hey, Sam, let's try and have a good day. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
And start off with that energy. For me, it's hard because if you notice like teachers at Oasis, it's Sunday school teachers or even like Mrs. Leo, their voice is lighter, their voice is playful, they have this joyful look on our face, in their face, and I don't think I brought that.
Yeah.
I brought like, all right, let's just get this done.
And that's a gift. It's a gift. And at the same time, it's because they're being paired with somebody who's not their kid.
Yeah.
That everybody is a little different.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, I don't know.
So for me, it's super important to be me all the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, if I'm sad, you'll see I'm sad. If I'm mad, hey, Sam, I'm a little bit mad. Give me some space. Or, you know, I'm stressed out. Just let me chill a little bit. So I try and be very me with my kids because I think when you are you, they learn to be themselves and all that stuff. But it's different when you're bringing energy into it. So I genuinely have to think of how am I going to make this enjoyable? So that I'm still being me, but I like being a teacher and not bringing in like, oh my gosh, this is so hard.
Jeez. Those are a few of the things that we did wrong this last time around when we were just thrown into the ringer of being these school teachers. We're going to talk about what we can do to do things right after the break.
With so much hate in the world, we decided to make some spiritual gear. Something that's positive, you know?
Say what you feel and live on your shirt.
Exactly. Phrases like humble warrior, spiritual gangster, pray more, worry less. You can find those all at rosierivera.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to The Power of Us. It's going to be a new season. It's going to be a new year. You know, we made some wrongs last time around. And no one was prepared for this. But this year can be a much better year.
Sammy's texting me.
She is.
I think she can hear us recording.
Really?
And she texted me, I'm not going to school. I don't know if it's a statement. There's no question mark. There's definitely no exclamation mark.
Okay.
So, you know what, babe? I don't think we did everything wrong.
No?
I don't. Okay. I think let's not be so hard on ourselves.
I think we did the best that we could.
I'm glad that we're acknowledging stuff we did wrong so that there's an opportunity for growth. But I don't think we did everything wrong. Okay. I think we had structure going on. We definitely helped each other. So that was good.
Yes.
We had days off. So you'd get like Mondays and I'd get Tuesdays and vice versa. I think she saw, we got to spend time together. Mm-hmm. She saw genuinely they love me. They're interested in me. I think I've spent more time with Sammy than I have ever.
Yeah.
And so those are great things. Those are like, okay, I'm spending time with my kids. Sammy and I now figured out poems we like yeah. the
Sidewalk Never Ends.
Where the Sidewalk Ends book. We read that together. Mm-hmm. We have a favorite book. Eli now has a favorite book. So we learned that of like, okay, well,
yeah,
we can definitely do reading together.
We become more academic, obviously. I mean, forcefully. But at the same time, we've become more academic with our kids.
Yeah.
Where like we did something to teach them more, you know?
And you know what? Something that we did good, we didn't give up. Just simple of like, we didn't give up. We didn't pretend that our kid was doing the work. Like we genuinely pulled through. And I think that's a great lesson to give our kids.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't perfect. I don't know how this went, but we did not quit until teacher said, this is the last day of school. We were there in the Zoom calls. We were there in the work. So at least our kids know what you start, you finish.
Right.
So there are some things, and I'm sure you, our listeners, have done good things too. Celebrate those in as small as it can be. Like, you know what? I showed up. I showed up and I tried. Yeah. Your kid learned from that to say, hey, mommy didn't give up. It wasn't easy on her. I saw her cry. Yeah. I saw her walk outside frustrated. But then she came right back and said, hey, let's try again. That is a huge lesson, more than like the math. Because math she'll learn as she counts money. But what she learned from you of not giving up is essential.
So good.
Okay, so give yourself some credit. And let's just think of things that, how are we going to get this better? What are we going to do?
We got to buckle down and just understand we're in this for the long haul. Don't look at whatever date your school system, your school district gave you. Okay. Don't look at that date as being the date that you become free. And you're going to be counting the days down until that day comes.
That's good.
Do not look at it like that.
Yeah.
Just understand that we're in this and we're invested and we're going to be in it for the long haul. And so that's tip number one, because I think that was one of the mistakes that I made in that, okay, maybe this date and then that date and then that date. So don't do that this time. I'm not going to do that this time around. Let's not do that. Let's really just look at this and just take it day by day. Don't be counting the days until they quote unquote say, this is when we're projected to come back.
Okay. Are we going to have a schedule?
Yes.
So, okay. Are we going to follow like exactly the school schedule, or are we going to like probably... Because I think that worked for Sam before. She was better at like, what was it, math in the morning?
Yeah. Yes. So we learned that math at the end of the day was after her
brain
was... Too
frustrating. Yeah. Like, fried or tired. Yeah. More of like having... So...
Yeah. So no. Okay. Better yet, make a schedule, but don't... But move that schedule around as you're figuring stuff out.
Okay.
So if the schedule just needs to be altered so that... math is in the beginning, then so be it. And maybe math doesn't need to be an hour long. Maybe math is averaging like 40 minutes session. So bring that down. Don't have the kid do what she's supposed to do on paper and then somehow just add an extra 20 minutes of math on top of that.
Yeah,
you know, just because we're supposed to do it for an hour, let's do it for an hour.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. We're still switching off. So you're a teacher one day, I'm teaching another.
Yes.
I think that helps. Okay, good. Are we going to do PE? Because they missed it. We started PE in the beginning and then it got too much.
We have to do something that's
activity?
Active. It's active. I don't, something that's active. And thankfully we found that secret park. You know, that wasn't shut down, and that thankfully every time we go, it's either us or us and one other family.
Yeah, it's very secluded.
So just something active.
Our walks.
Yes, yeah. Our walks, yeah. But like us constantly setting up an obstacle course every day just became very time consuming.
Exactly.
More than anything, you know?
The cleanup and the buildup took a lot of time.
But something active for sure. What about that what do we have it? What
She's
do we
not
call
wearing
it?
Uniform.
No.
Okay.
No. She can wear whatever she wants. But I do think that she should come like prepared. Like it'd be awesome if she's not in PJs every day.
Okay.
Like if she either showered or became awake, you know?
She has to like have breakfast and brush her teeth before we start.
Yeah.
Hopefully Zoom calls their Zoom calls, because those really help. Mm-hmm. So just making sure she's on time for her Zoom calls. And then we do stuff that we have to do during that time.
Right.
Because it's about an hour. So in that hour, I can work out or I can work a little bit on my home business.
Yeah.
While she's in her Zoom call.
Right.
Yeah. Schedule your life and just schedule your life accordingly around your kids. I mean, moms know that you sleep when they sleep, when they're newborns. It's kind of the same now. If they're on a Zoom call, that's your time to do your thing and then be right back on it and ready until school's over.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because, I mean, they need our attention and you're only going to get frustrated with them if you leave them doing their homework or their classwork and you go and do your work and then you come back and they haven't completed it. You're only going to get frustrated with them. They need us. They need us there to a certain degree, you know, or they need us right next to them.
But don't do it for them.
Yeah. And if you do have to do both things at the same time, just be as patient as you can and understand that they will interrupt you about 15 times in 20 minutes to ask you a question and not get frustrated with them. That I think is going to be the most damaging thing that we can do, is get frustrated with our kids and show them that we're frustrated.
So how do we hide the frustration?
Yeah, because then they feel like I bother. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough, you know, and all these other things that aren't true. This has been more of a somber,
this is not
monotone, not so happy, you know.
But we're in this together. Just the fact that we're all doing it, just know, like, we're not trying to pretend and say, hey, yes, this is the greatest thing. I used to think about homeschool.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, maybe not. Not for Sam. I'll see with Eli if it works with Eli. It's working out for Case. She's not tripping that she's not going back to school. It is her senior year. So it's tough on her. We don't want her to miss out on amazing events, but we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Each child is different. So we'll see what happens when Eli gets a little older. But I want to be able to show Sam that I am not mad.
Yeah.
So if you are mad, if you are frustrated, have some Zoom calls with your adult friends. And vent with them, but let's really try not to let our kids know how much we don't like it. They don't have to know.
We understand that this is hard on you, but we also need to understand this is even harder on them. They're in a place that is their comfort zone, that where they just sit and watch TV and play video games or on their tablet and stuff like that. And they're not allowed to for these 6 hours because they are doing schoolwork.
They're doing something they don't want to do. Even more than not want to do, it's new. It's hard.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. So nobody beat themselves up about it. Let's give this thing a go. And let's just do better than we did last time.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Good luck.